10 wars that sound made up, but absolutely happened. War is supposed to be serious business. Armies clashing, empires collapsing, history being written in blood. But every so often, history veers sharply into the surreal. There are conflicts so bizarre, so utterly improbable, that if you didn't know they were documented fact, you'd swear someone invented them as satire. From armies mobilizing over a severed ear, to military campaigns launched against flightless birds, these wars challenge everything we think we know about how and why nations fight. Some began with wounded pride, others with misplaced animals, pastries, or even fish. A few escalated from incidents so trivial, they read like the setup to a joke. Yet none of them are fictional. Civilians were displaced. Governments debated strategy. Artillery was deployed. And in some cases, people died. The strangest wars in history may sound ridiculous, but they were very real, formally declared, and recorded in official archives. Prepare yourself. History has an unexpectedly absurd sense of humor. 10. The Football War. El Salvador versus Honduras, 1969. On paper, a war over soccer sounds like the punchline of a bad joke. But that's exactly what happened between El Salvador and Honduras in 1969. Tensions have been simmering for years over land, migration, and economic disparities. The spark came during a FIFA World Cup qualifier, when the two national teams faced off. Riots broke out in both countries, inflaming nationalist sentiments. Within days, the situation escalated from stadium violence to full-scale military conflict. Known officially as the 100-hour war, it lasted just 4 days but left roughly 3,000 people dead and tens of thousands displaced. Soldiers battled along the border. Civilian casualties were significant. Entire communities were uprooted. International pressure eventually forced a ceasefire. But the oddity remains, a sporting event became the flashpoint for armed conflict. It's a stark reminder that while wars are often complex, sometimes the immediate cause can be something as visceral as a game of football. 9. The Emu War, Australia, 1932. In 1932, Australia went to war, not against another nation but against a flock of emus. After World War I, farmers in Western Australia were struggling with crops. Government-backed programs had even encouraged veterans to take up farming. By late 1932, tens of thousands of emus descended on the farmland, trampling crops and causing widespread destruction. The government decided to intervene with military assistance. Soldiers armed with machine guns were deployed, but the emus proved surprisingly resilient. They scattered quickly. They were incredibly fast. They split into small groups, making them difficult targets. After several days of combat, the humans had managed to kill only a fraction of the birds, while expending thousands of rounds of ammunition. The press ridiculed the operation, and the army eventually withdrew, effectively conceding defeat to a flock of flightless birds. The Emu War is a bizarre example of how the natural world can outwit human planning and technology. Sometimes, history isn't about human enemies at all. 8. The Pastry War, France versus Mexico, 1838-1839. The Pastry War sounds like something dreamed up by a baker with too much imagination, but it was very real. In 1838, a French pastry chef living in Mexico claimed that Mexican officers had looted his shop during civil unrest, destroying his livelihood. When the Mexican government refused to pay compensation, France escalated the dispute by declaring war. French forces blockaded Mexican ports and bombarded the fortress of San Juan de Alava. Mexican forces resisted. The conflict was brief, but involved real military action and casualties. Within months, Mexico agreed to pay reparations to French citizens, including the pastry chef, effectively ending hostilities. The absurdity of the pastry war lies not in the tactics or the troops, but in the reason it started. A single baker's complaint about his ruined pastries. 7. The War of Jenkins Ear, Britain versus Spain, 1739-1748. Few wars in history have a title that sounds more like playground gossip than international conflict. Yet this war was very real, and yes, it genuinely involved a severed ear. In 1731, British merchant Captain Robert Jenkins claimed Spanish coast guards boarded his ship in the Caribbean, accused him of smuggling, and cut off his ear. According to Jenkins, the officer told him to take the ear back to his king. Years later, in 1738, Jenkins appeared before the British Parliament as evidence of Spanish brutality. Public outrage followed. In 1739, Britain declared war on Spain. What began as a maritime trade dispute spiraled into a broader imperial conflict, eventually merging into the War of the Austrian Succession, a war named after one man's ear. Proof that national pride and political opportunism can turn a single dramatic story into a full-blown international conflict. 6. The War of the Golden Stool, Britain versus Ashanti, 1900. At first glance, it sounds trivial. In reality, it was a clash over symbolism, autonomy, and respect. In 1900, British colonial authorities in West Africa demanded to sit on the Ashanti Golden Stool, a sacred symbol believed to house the spirit of the Ashanti nation. To the Ashanti, the stool was the embodiment of their sovereignty. The British demand sparked immediate outrage. Ashanti forces besieged British officials, and conflict erupted. The British eventually suppressed the uprising, but the war involved significant casualties and remains a pivotal moment in the region's colonial history. 5. The Kettle War, Netherlands versus Austria, 1784. Few wars have ended as quickly or as absurdly. In 1784, tensions flared over the Scheldt River. Austria sent ships to challenge Dutch control. The Dutch fired a single cannonball. It struck a soup kettle on an Austrian vessel. No one was killed, and the war effectively ended. Diplomacy soon replaced artillery. The Kettle War is remembered as one of the strangest confrontations in European history. 4. The Aroostook War, United States versus Britain, 1838-1839. Imagine two countries preparing for war over lumber. The border between Maine and New Brunswick was poorly defined. The timber was valuable. Both sides wanted control. American and Canadian lumberjacks began cutting trees in disputed territory. Militias mobilized, troops deployed. Thousands of men were armed and ready, yet no combat fatalities occurred. The standoff ended peacefully with the Webster-Ashburton Treaty in 1842. A near war over trees. 3. The Cod Wars, United Kingdom versus Iceland, 1958 to 1976. It sounds like a cooking competition gone wrong. Instead, it was a series of naval standoffs over fishing rights. Iceland extended its fishing limits. Britain refused to recognize the claims. Ships rammed each other. Nets were cut. Warning shots were fired. No one was killed, but many vessels were damaged. In the end, Iceland secured its expanded fishing zone. Sometimes, wars revolve around fish. Two, the Anglo-Zanzibar War, Britain versus Zanzibar, 1896, the shortest war in history. On the 27th of August, 1896, the Sultan of Zanzibar died. His cousin seized the palace without British approval. The British issued an ultimatum. Step down by 9 a.m. he refused. At 9:02, British warships opened fire. By 9:40, the palace had fallen. The war lasted less than 45 minutes. 500 Zanzibarites were killed. The British suffered one minor injury. A war, shorter than a lunch break, won the Liger War, Spain versus France, 1883 to 1983. Some wars are brutal, some are long. The Liger War was long and utterly pointless. In 1883, after Spanish King Alfonso XII was allegedly insulted in Paris, the tiny village of Liger declared war on France. No troops were mobilized, no battles were fought, no shots were fired. For 100 years, the war existed in name only. In 1983, Liger formally declared peace, a century-long war, without a casualty. Sometimes, the most absurd wars are the ones that barely happen at all.